And I'm joined by some guests in studio, we are talking all things Empower Church Worship and their brand new album called New Sound. It's a brand new EP from them. We've got a song that we're going to play for you to enjoy as well. So yeah, we're going to have a good conversation with them. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you guys, thank you for getting up early and in this wet weather and the traffic and all of that. And you made it. Well done. Clap hands for yourself.
Yeah. Well done to us.
Yeah, well done to you guys. Okay, so I've got Pastor Wade Muller with me as well as worship leader Kyla from Empower Church. Let's first talk a little bit about Empower Church. Where is the church situated and what is the whole heart and mission of Empower Church?
Yeah, Empower Church, we are a growing church. Our mothership is in Pretoria, Pretoria North specifically.
Yeah.
And then we've got a branch in Durban as well as in Cape Town. And awesome. With a possible church plant coming in Johannesburg. So God is really doing something at Empower Church.
Ah, great stuff. Loving it when we see churches grow and obviously expand the work of the kingdom, right? So let's talk now about the music, because I remember a couple of, was it last year or the year before when I had a team from Empower Church and you guys had just released a new song at the time and you guys are back again. Clearly you haven't stopped working. The music just keeps coming and we love it. We appreciate it. The brand new album now is One Sound. Let's hear about it a little bit. What was the heart behind this, the album, you know, the title of it, the title track even, and just the makings of the album. How was that process for you?
So One Sound, I think we also spoke about it on Monday. The vision behind it was just bringing unity to the nation and just bringing people under this one sound. That comes from Empower Church. We're a very unique church. We have this sound that Holy Spirit is really using to reach people and to work in people's hearts. So just, bringing that across the nation, across all nations, hopefully. And, just bringing the Holy Spirit into people's homes, into people's churches.
Tell me a little bit about some of the songs that you love. Who wrote some of the songs? How does the writing process? I know some groups will tell you they go on camps to go write songs. Or somebody will say, I had a dream of a melody in my sleep. And then this is how this song came about.
Yeah.
How was that for this album specifically?
Yeah. Well, actually, the whole concept or the idea of One Sound was birthed in the heart of Prophet, our senior pastor, Prophet Gebhardt, along with Dr. Toomey. They had a conversation and they had discovered that their heart beats for the same thing, which is to produce one sound that will unite people from all walks of life. So they actually got to writing out of that conversation. And that's where we are today with six songs that's going to bless the nation. And if you ask me which song is my favorite, I just made a post this morning. All of them are. They are amazing. All of them are.
You can't choose, really.
Oh, man. So for people that, obviously the album is being released today. It's out, right?
It's out. It's there.
What can people really expect then, for those who want to get the album and the songs? What can they expect from it?
So something that really stuck with me when Prophet and Dr. Toomey spoke about the album was that when you listen to the album for the first time, make sure you're listening to it alone because... it's just this deep sound of worship that it may lead you to tears, it may lead you to weeping, which is obviously our hope that Holy Spirit will move in that way. So that's the one thing that stuck with me. I also just listened to it in the car on my way here, praying that I would make it in time in the traffic.
And I think that's what got you there in time.
I'm sure that was the reason. But just go into your secret place, listen to it, and connect to the Lord, connect to Holy Spirit.
Kyla, be honest, do you have a favorite song? Right now that you're loving, that you have on repeat?
I may be a bit biased because this is the song that I sing and I lead in our church, but it's Worthy is the Lamb. It's song number 3. The few times that we sang it in church already, I just have to sing it on my knees.
Yeah.
Because it's just a song of purely beholding the Lamb. I mean, he's so beautiful, and just focusing on him instead of singing what he can do for us, singing about who he is.
Okay.
Beside that, I love the title track also.
Okay. So, you know, now I don't go to Empower. Maybe I'll visit one day, and you know, our listeners go to different churches. Mm-hmm. We might not get another opportunity to hear you sing the song live. Obviously, you're going to get the album. So give us a little bit of a taster. Just a chorus.
Sing it for us this morning.
That is what they all say, these musicians. No, Tyler, I'm not letting you go.
Okay, I'll try a verse, but just Kyla. Full disclosure, I am a bit sick and recovering from the flu, but okay. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, he's worthy. Worthy, all creation sings in honor of his name. He is holy, he's holy.
Mm-hmm. Don't you just want to just drop on your knees right now and worship?
That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my word.
Oh, simply.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to let you go. Where can we download the songs? On which platforms? And any contact information?
Well, the songs are available on all major platforms, namely iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, YouTube Music, among others. If you'd like to know more, you are more than welcome to email our church at admin@empoweredchurch.co.za. You can also visit our website at empoweredchurch.co.za.
Yo, I'm not the only one. You see, they're saying, why? What a beautiful... You just sound amazing. I can't.
Oh, it's like we had the track playing just now.
If the track was also having flute.
I just... that was just, amazing. Amazing, amazing.